This next game had a big budget, but none of it was used on good storytelling. It's called Cinema Sequels. Let's meet our contestants. Our first contestant is Susan Gross. You're a product specialist for Cadillac.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, when you ring in, we're going to hear this. Your opponent is Meredith Pelosi. You're a nurse practitioner in cardiac surgery. That is an important, high-stress job. When you ring in, we're going to hear this. Remember, Susan and Meredith, whoever has more points after two games will go on to our final round. Let's go to your first game. This is a word game called Cinema Sequels. We've added one letter to the title of movies to make more interesting sequels to those movies.
For example, if we said, Luke Skywalker uses the Force and a dab of Compound W to eradicate this bumpy skin virus he contracted in the swamps of Dagobah, you would answer, Star Warts. Mm. Adding one letter, in this case a T, to Star Wars.
It's going to be good. Okay, here we go. While genetically restoring dinosaurs, scientists curiously came upon a down-filled jacket dating back to the Ice Age. Meredith.
Jurassic Parka.
Yes! Well done. Boots Riley directs this satire starring Tessa Thompson about a podiatrist who apologizes for your foot digit pain. No? Okay,
I've
that's fine.
I've never heard of this.
The movie is Sorry to Bother You, and with the added hint about the podiatrist who apologizes for your foot digit pain would become Sorry Toe Bother You.
Oh, man.
In this Bo Burnham film, a 13-year-old girl drinks way too many 16-ounce coffees. Susan.
Eighth Grade is the film.
Okay.
Eighth Grande?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Based on the sad book by John Green, Shailene Woodley searches for a way to repair the shoddily constructed banisters in her house. Susan.
The Fault in Our Stairs?
Yes. We made that movie sadder. Can't believe that.
Brie Larson sweeps up more Oscar nominations in this sequel, in which she responds to her kidnapping by training herself to play Quidditch. This is a 2015 movie. It's a one-word name.
Room?
Susan, yes. And we're looking for a Quidditch-related answer.
I know it's Harry Potter.
Yeah. Harry Potter, yes. We're circling in for a landing.
I'm actually just reading the book for the first time.
So you've never played Quidditch yourself?
I haven't. I mean, I've watched games.
You've watched games? Okay. Do you know the implement that is necessary for a Quidditch game?
Broom.
That is right.
Quidditch is a very sad game to play alone. I've done it.
That's just sweeping, isn't it?
It's just cleaning your house. It's just cleaning your house.
Not very fun at all.
Magically cleaning your house. This classic musical comedy explores the history of the first talking pictures, and it all takes place on the Amtrak Acela. Susan.
Singing in the Rain? Singing in the Train.
Yes! Yeah. At the end, they get kicked out of the quiet car. All right. That was a super hard game. You guys did great. You did wonderful. So great game. Susan, you are in the lead. Can you picture yourself on the big screen? No? Then you should be a contestant on our show. It's radio. Go to amatickets.org. Coming up, Jonathan Colton and I will go all Hardy Boys on our mystery guest. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.